Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And we're recording. Welcome to the first episode of the Panducto Corncast.
Did you freestyle that title, or is that...
No, I thought about it.
It's interesting that you'd forget to, you know, talk to me about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't seem all that invested in doing this podcast, so I thought that I sort of needed to take the reins.
The title, I might have been a little
bit... Do you want to come up with an alternate title?
No,
Just think about it for 5 seconds and see if your...
No, I'm saying...
Brilliant rap brain can come up with a better title.
It can't. And that's obvious.
This is my name is Emily. This is my husband Jamie, aka LP,
James.
Aka Sir Farts-a-Lot, as he's known around here. And we've been quarantined in a house in the woods for almost a week.
We're not quarantined. Let's not make that mistake.
Right.
I said that online.
You're right.
And people were literally, the press were literally calling my publicist, thinking that I had COVID-19. So no,
We're just hanging out in the woods together for a while.
Yep. Social distancing. I just bought a social distancing shotgun online. for even more distance.
Sure.
When regular social distancing isn't enough, maybe you need a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Sure.
It's coming soon.
Yeah. This is the future the libs want.
They want me in the woods, surrounded by bears, with nothing but a shotgun coming in the mail soon.
So we've been here for a while, and I thought, what a fun idea it would be if I forced my husband, you know, if I sort of leached off of his, like, you know, minimal fame.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
And started a podcast.
Let's just call it low rung.
Yeah.
Fame, or just sort of bottom
F list. So yeah, the idea for this podcast, since we're obviously watching a lot more television than we normally would, we are going to show each other movies that the other one hasn't seen and maybe wouldn't normally see.
Right. And in this exercise, what it is that I'm showing Emily good movies and she's showing me movies from her childhood, which took place predominantly in the 90s.
And I think that is a recipe for entertainment.
Edutainment, maybe even.
Is that education, entertainment?
Combined with entertainment, okay. That's right. I didn't make it up.
Okay.
One made it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's that? Just kidding. I know who it is.
I'll fucking divorce you.
I was trying to pull a KRS-One quote out of the air, and I couldn't.
Jesus Christ, what have I got myself into?
The bridge is over. I get it.
All right.
Anyway, how's your day going today, sweetie? Days? 5 or 6 of self-isolation.
Self-loathing. How's it been? You know how it's been.
Well, sweetie. I know, but you have to tell the listeners at home.
You know exactly what's been going on.
Do you want me to tell them how your day's been?
No, yes. Yes.
Okay, well, you thought that you had a fever.
You thought I might have a fever, too.
No, I didn't, actually.
You said I was warm.
You were high.
I knew I was high. I didn't need a fucking thermometer for that.
Yeah, I felt your head, and you were a little bit warm.
Yeah,
but I
was a little bit warm. And
but
you?
I also said, I think that you are psychosomatically manifesting symptoms because you're high and you're concerned.
Let's just leave the $4 words at home for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Listen, you put the back of your hand on my head and you said, yeah, you're warm. And then later I asked again and you were like, yeah, you're warmer than normal.
Yeah, you were warm, but yeah. You were also wearing a coat and sitting right by a heater. So
I don't subscribe to conspiracy theories.
Absolutely what you do.
I'm not superstitious.
Okay.
No, it's not. I deal in facts, okay? Your palm of your back of your hand registered my forehead as kind of warm, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. So we called up a neighbor. We went and got some acetaminophen.
First we called around to a bunch of stores to find out
everywhere's out of thermometers.
Fucking thermometers, which they don't.
They don't.
It's one of those things, I could have sworn. We have two go bags.
Yeah.
Right? That I bought in saner times. Like, hey, if the shit hits the fan, here are these go bags. And I realized today, they don't have thermometers.
Because when you're out in the woods, and you're just fending for yourself, and you have a little bag, it doesn't matter if the thermometer tells you you have a temperature. It's
sometimes
all about feeling. It's all about instinct.
Else. No, see, here's the thing.
You would know that.
In a post-pandemic society, sometimes you need to force someone else to put the thermometer in their mouth to know if you need to kill them or not.
No, I just do it on pure instinct.
You just got to cut your losses and just slice them open. Keep walking.
I mean, that's probably not how I would kill them.
Well, this slice their throats, I'm saying. That's what you don't want to waste a bullet, is what I'm saying.
So that's how your day is going.
We borrowed a thermometer from the neighbor, and the neighbor and we came. And
who tried to get it away from me? I was standing there, kind of chatting, just kind of politely chatting, and they were like, "All right, well, you know, just wipe it down and get it back to us." And I was like,
"So you're
sure,
here?
So how are you guys
you think
doing?
Your husband might be infected. let's not chat too much."
Yeah. He kept trying to walk away, but they're British, so they were being polite, maybe.
Right, that's always their downfall.
That's their crux.
That's why they lost America.
They were being polite.
Just a little too polite. I was a little freaked out. I was getting a little freaked out because there's been a lot of COVID-19 literature that I've been reading.
Yes, and you took your temperature and you didn't have a temperature.
No, I was 2 degrees colder than average temperature.
Yeah. You were good.
which is
it's
weird.
Not like everybody is exactly 98.6.
Maybe necropsy. Maybe I'm as Dennis said, maybe it's just because they caught me dying.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Dennis, by the way, is our neighbor who's sort of a grizzled former Detroit cop, Vietnam vet, photographer, lover of animals, wry sense of humor, musician,
just all around,
interesting guy,
Renaissance man.
Yes, with a wry sense of humor.
Spent time in temples as a Buddhist.
Sure,
he did.
But who hasn't? Anyway, this isn't about fucking Dennis. Okay, did you do anything fun today?
Not really. I can't. Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, we played some backgammon.
Yeah,
we've been playing a lot of backgammon. It's always fun to have a score that's twice your wife's score.
Well, for the folks at home, we have been playing a lot of backgammon, and I am losing by 26 points. I think the score is currently 46-20, and that is because there's a thing called the doubling cube, and if you're offered the doubling cube, you're only supposed to take it if you really think that you can possibly win. It's a double or nothing cube, but I take it every time.
You also offer it just out of pure.
Well, I started offering
wild gambler,
it.
gambler mania.
I started offering it because I was losing so bad, and I just figured that I would be motivated to win if that the score or the prospect of the score being doubled would motivate me to win, and that hasn't worked yet.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I know what we did. We got a bunch of boxes from Amazon, and then I immediately read an article that said that the Amazon factories may be tainted with COVID-19.
Yeah.
So they're still sitting outside.
Okay.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Can we have some more wine?
Yeah, we'll have some more wine. All right. Well, let's get to So the point of this podcast is theoretically that we're going to show each other movies. So we are about to watch a movie called The Terminator. some of you might have heard of this movie. I think I sort of know what it's about because I saw that South Park episode where Cartman had the Trapper Keeper. That's kind of a Terminator thing, right?
I don't know the reference. I'm not sure if I... Yeah, it's cool. You're my wife and you have to watch the Terminator. It was bound to happen eventually. Yeah. Are you going to make me watch like Buffy again? The Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
The show?
The movie again?
No. Okay, because... I'm going to make you watch movies you haven't seen before, but they're... Mostly gonna, I don't know, it's not even a day for me to do that.
Are there any serious movies that were made in your childhood? Or is it all just like Josie and the Pussycats?
Well, obviously I'll make you watch Schindler's List, because I'm more Jewish than you.
You're gonna make me watch a movie I've already seen?
I'm just kidding, I haven't even seen Schindler's List, but...
you disgust me.
Listen, this isn't the point right now. I'm gonna watch The Terminator, you know, whatever I make you watch, we'll deal with that as it comes, but right now... I'm going to watch a movie called The Terminator, and we'll see how it goes. All right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Anything that I should know before I watch it?
See how you go.
See how it goes. All right.
Now here we are watching The Terminator with commentary. Spoilers ahead, obviously.
Okay, so there's a second naked guy now, and he is putting on a jacket and making noise, even though... The cops are right there looking for him.
I started recording during the scene in the shopping mall where Reese is hiding from the cops.
He's trying on shoes. Not sure how they haven't caught him yet. Oh, shit. Is he a bad guy?
Arnold?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a good guy.
Not in the first one.
Oh.
But after this, he refused to play a bad guy. You'll see. You'll see Terminator 2. Terminator 2 is really the shit. I don't care what you're doing.
Come and get me. What the? Damn. Didn't even let that dude finish his call. Phone books are playing a big part in this this movie so far. Everyone's looking for Sarah Connor in the phone book.
What's up with the attitude?
Oh, shit. Is it the wrong Sarah Connor? Dang. I think you come from the future. Maybe,
just going through the phone book.
Maybe you've got a picture or something on hand. Okay, folks, we got another phone book. Being pulled out. Oh yeah, she's the third Sarah Connor in the phone book. This could be a problem.
Who's this douchebag?
Dude's just standing behind her like... I feel like this other dude from the future is... Well, actually, I was gonna say he's hotter than Arnold Schwarzenegger, but
Of course he is. You don't think he is? What? Michael Bane, he's very handsome.
Michael Bay?
Bane.
Bane? No, he's handsome. No, I guess he is. I would probably pick him for sure. Love a man in a trench, you know? Ugh, what I wouldn't give to go to an 80s rock club right now, at this moment. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the fuck you mean.
Okay. Saying, people in mullets dancing like that? It's my idea of a good time. Folks, we got another payphone. Huge factor in this movie.
Are you just mentioning when you see more than one object twice?
Yes.
It does seem a little weird that she went into a club to use a payphone.
Yeah, well...
Back in the day, they were just everywhere.
Yeah. But she wanted to get off the street because it wasn't
safe. She wanted to get into somewhere noisy. She wanted to get off the street and into
somewhere. She wanted to be around people.
She wanted to be around music, I think.
I don't think so. Oh, her roommate's going to get murdered. Fuck, I knew it. She's listening to a Walkman?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't go anywhere without that Walkman.
And it'll be her downfall.
So she fucks with the Walkman. Yeah. Back in the day, the Walkman had a strap you could wear like a purse.
Yeah. I want one now. When I was a teenager, that was all I had in my purse because I didn't have money. I just had a Walkman and like a little CD book.
Oh. It's a different type of fucking, sweetie. No one's here but trying to hear about your CD player back in the day, okay? This is a different situation.
Okay. Oh, man. Dog. Oof.
What if instead they just made sweet love?
You know what? That would be progressive. Fuck. Dang, she's just trying to have a good time. Oh no. Shit.
That's what you get, trying to live in your own little world. The world of the Walkman.
Damn, this movie's violent.
Yeah, it is. Mad violent.
Shit. Oh, now you look at a picture of Sarah Connor.
Now he has a picture.
Jesus. He's from the future. He should have already had a picture.
Yeah, well, future's a dangerous place. The first thing to go in the future were pictures.
Oh my. Doesn't make any sense. I love that club. I would love to go to that club. That looks cool.
Tech noir.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It looks kind of like the set from another Arnold Schwarzenegger classic.
Oh, yeah. Total Recall.
Total Recall.
It does look like the club from Total Recall with the three-breasted woman.
That one was on Mars.
I know.
So, different club.
Maybe I've seen that movie.
It's just a different club, I'm saying. You might be confused, but...
All right, when is this hot guy going to step up and fucking do something?
At this point, we paused the movie so that Jamie could take a call from our friend Quinn. When he heard that I hadn't seen the movie Terminator, he was incredulous. I told him that it came out when I was little, but he wasn't having it.
I grew up on the Three Stooges and Alvin and Costello, like.
Okay, great, Quinn.
Yeah, no one asked you about No one cares about that, Quinn.
That was just when I was little, I really thought that old people lived in black and white. Like, I really did, like, until I was like 9, 10 years old. I was like, oh.
Sounds like you were a stupid white little child, Quinn.
And they were all white.
Well, I'm seeing the Terminator now.
I hate to interrupt American film history for you.
It's okay.
But there's a whole shit ton of movies you have to watch, apparently.
It's just the one.
No, it's a lot, baby. You gotta watch a lot of shit. Dude, this is what I'm saying, man. This look. I don't know if we're gonna make it.
I mean, a lot of these movies I literally have in a giant rolling case in my house, so on DVD.
That's
so
interesting.
Maybe I'll just drop the case off at the house. And you can catch up on history.
No one wants to touch your fucking.
I'll wipe it down.
Your droplet. No one wants to touch your. No one wants to touch your droplet-ridden case of DVDs, Quinn. Yeah, no, listen, I was as disturbed as you are. This is, and we've been together for 10 years, and for 10 years I've been telling her to watch this fucking movie, and it literally took a global pandemic.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I can't wait to show you guys fucking Blue Crush.
Have you ever seen Total Recall?
Yes, I've seen Total Recall.
I showed her that I'm responsible
for. No, you aren't. I saw it on my own.
Really?
Schwarzenegger has done.
Yeah.
Those are two of them.
Okay.
Why do you keep moving
everything
the phone?
Everything else fucking suck. But, All right.
Anyway, back to the movie.
Damn, he saw some crimped hair and he was like, that's her. Oh, the hot guy stepped up, finally.
Yeah, this is when you realize what this motherfucker is.
A robot.
His eyebrows are burnt off.
I love the attention to detail. Oh no. He's like I was gonna say he's a vengeful robot who's trying to hurt that guy. But really, he's just taking the car.
Really, he's just a robot doing his job.
You know what? That's true.
And that's okay.
And that
we all got our jobs.
Driving on the sidewalk?
It's from the future. It doesn't matter. Alley work in this movie is impeccable.
Some of the best I've ever seen.
Okay, jumping ahead. We've just seen Sarah and Reese being taken to the police station and all the shit that goes on there. And now we see Arnold crawling through the window of his hotel room.
Did he lose an eye?
He certainly hurt an eye.
All right. What's going on here? Oh, I feel like I've seen this. He's gonna like cut into his hand or something?
You probably saw the second one a little bit. But yeah.
Ah! Oh! Where is he?
He's in the little hotel room, I think, that he got when he came to town, you know?
Yeah. First he I would like to see that footage of him checking in and just getting the key, being told
key
about
the
continental breakfast.
Yep. He's their pancakes.
Now back to the police station where the cops are interrogating Reese.
He's hot. Obviously, he's not crazy. Look at his hair. Look at his jawline.
Okay, now back to the hotel room, and this is the part where Arnold uses an X-Acto blade to cut out his eye.
It's a little freshening up.
Ooh, no. I don't like what I'm seeing. Ah! Fuck. Yeah. Oh, right, because then he has the laser eye.
The laser eye?
Right? That's what happens here? Cool. Pulled out his eye.
Seamless special effects. Perfect.
Damn. And he has got a new fit. He's got a leather jacket now.
Place to switch it up.
Why would you bring any weapons? Something more advanced? Don't you have a ray gun?
Now cut to that famous line.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's what that's from.
That's what it's from. There it is. He's been saying it ever since.
Yep. Feels like kind of a throwaway line in this movie. Like it's not, he's just being like, I'll come back.
See. It's not really.
Okay. It's pretty funny to say, I'll be back. And then 5 seconds later, drive a car through a wall.
Classic robot humor.
Up. Hot future dude to the rescue. Oh, this is cool. The score.
Yes, sick. Time for you to learn what terminating is really about.
All right.
Motherfucker. How about some future dick?
Is that what's about to happen?
You'll see.
Chris. You got a first name.
Kyle.
Ooh, Kyle.
When are we gonna get you to a doctor?
It's okay, forget it.
Oh, is Kyle gonna be the father of her future baby that they're trying to kill?
Take this off. Tell me about my son.
It's about my height.
Looks kind of like
kinda
me.
Kind of got my eyes.
What's he like?
Pretty warlike.
You know, sort of emotionally withholding like I am.
They
father
him,
wasn't there.
They call him King of the Garbage Fires.
At least now I know what to name him.
One day I remember he came back and he was like, I just pooped at a robot's head.
John never said much about him.
And that's when I knew he was our leader. Just kept pooping in heads, pooping in robot heads.
So, was it John that sent you here?
I volunteered.
Why?
It was a chance to meet the legend. Sarah Connor. Your son gave me a message to give to you. Made me memorize it.
Mom,
you, Sarah,
I've been pooping in a lot of robot heads.
I can't help you with what you must soon face except to say that the future is not set. You must be stronger than you imagine you can be. You must survive or I will never exist. That's all.
It's pretty manipulative.
Yeah, pretty emotionally manipulative.
It's a good feel, Preston.
Your son gave me this message, and here it goes. Mom, you're going to have to bone this dude. Okay, I know he's wearing pants from a homeless guy this whole time. All right, his dick probably smells pretty bad.
Tell me about where you're from.
All dicks smell bad in the future.
Okay, now cut to daytime. Sarah and Reese walk out from under a futuristic-looking bridge.
What? Where have they been?
Let's find somewhere to bone.
What was that, like, future structure that they were just in?
It's just like a fucking water drainage thing in a park or something. A fucking future structure.
Fuck you, asshole. I'm coming.
We need a room.
All right, the kitchen.
Do you have one in the kitchen?
Cut to Sarah and Reese in the hotel room. Reese has just gotten back from getting supplies, so obviously it's time to...
Oh shit, are they gonna bone?
Eventually, sweetheart, they're gonna bone.
She's like, so you're damaged and emotionally distant?
I'm on a bone.
Oh, damn.
Well, you're definitely getting laid now, buddy. That was perfect. Okay. That's fine. No, trust me. Seriously. It's cool. You're super hot. Yeah. It's about to pop.
Take it easy.
Listen to those fucking piano chords, dude.
No, it almost looked like
easy?
Kind of flash dance for a second.
Oh, oh, oh. Damn. Release.
Slow motion.
Release the palms.
Slow motion of their hands.
Release the interlocking palm.
Okay, now jumping way ahead. They boned, and then some other shit happened, and then they were in a car chase because the Terminator found them, and then he got it, like, run over by a truck, but then he took the truck, and then the truck crashed, and then he burned up, and all of the skin burned off of his body, and they thought that they had beat him, but then his metal robot body emerged from the flames, and now they're running away from him.
I feel like with just a little more effort, they could definitely outrun this thing.
Yeah.
Wait, let's turn this everything on. It'll make for a better scene.
What? Walked into this random door and like he just starts turning on machinery?
Love how he's looking at him like suspiciously, as though he doesn't know what he's gonna do. Like, I don't trust this robot. I don't know. I don't trust this robot.
Reese sucks. I have to say, I don't like him.
He doesn't suck.
Yes, he does.
He's fucking. He fucking loves her. He came across time. Oof. Is that her bone?
Where? Ooh. No.
Yeah, it was.
Something's sticking into her.
Oh, really? Can't believe it took all this to go down for her hair to finally start looking right. Damn.
Reese died?
Yep.
Yeah, he sucked. Whatever.
He didn't fucking suck.
Feels like he could have had her. Truly, I feel like she could be going faster.
You're terminated, fucker.
Okay. How did she know which button? How did she even know?
She got lucky.
How did she even know those buttons were there? She couldn't even see them.
She could see them.
Yeah, but how could she know that it was going to do that?
Emily. She couldn't
Very
have.
Very silly.
She got lucky.
No. She said, you're terminated, fucker.
Yeah, you know, you got to suspend a little fucking disbelief. It's a robot from the future, but you're going to get mad at the buttons?
Yeah, it all seems very plausible until this point. Aw, at least they got that one good bone in.
They did. And for like 10 seconds afterwards, they were happy. She was like, catch! And then it was just like, that was the extent of their relationship.
Yeah.
You know? Damn, you needed a book to say gasoline.
Boy, that's a tough one.
That's white.
We left a lot of times
for. No, not really. You're being dramatic, lady.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's the picture that he has of her.
He says you're a very beautiful senora. And he's ashamed to ask you for 5 million dollars for this picture.
So, Acknowledgments of the Works of Harlan Ellison, they put that in way after, because Harlan Ellison sued them, because they ripped him off. They ripped off a short story of his or something, and or a script or something of his. He eventually sued them. He sued them. It took years, I think, and eventually they had to add in acknowledgement to Harlan Ellison or something. Like,
did he get paid?
I think he may have gotten paid, yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, there you go.
There, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I like all of the themes and the time travel and the idea that, like, she has to leave a message for her son.
She has to bone her son's dad to have her son.
Yeah.
That was revolutionary. Okay, no one was doing that. Good, now everyone's doing it. All right.
No, know. It's, I mean, it's, yeah, it's pretty good.
No, it's really fucking good. And I don't appreciate you even leaving room for what seems like debate about
no,
it.
No, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Everyone liked it. Okay? That's why Arnold is the number one action star in the world. Well,
he's
still.
He's not anymore.
What?
What are you talking about?
You have to look in your heart.
He was I think he is the best part.
Get your eyes
really,
off the chart. Okay?
I have to say,
start
I thought
looking at your heart.
Reese was
Kyle
really
Reese, okay?
Kyle
say
Reese
his full name.
Was a tool.
Yeah, that's
really
why he's not
like
around
him.
Anymore. That's why by the time the second one comes around, Arnold's the hero and Kyle Reese isn't even into shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton has a great jawline.
Wait until you see Linda Hamilton in two. She really steps it up, you know? She really becomes an action hero.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for that. And I think this is a good first pod.
And here's the thing, Emily, and I want you to understand this.
Yeah.
After Terminator 2, a lot of people don't know this, there actually are no other Terminator movies.
Really?
So, yep.
I thought that there were.
Nope. So we're just going to stop. We're going to watch Terminator 2. And then that's it. That's
I thought there were a couple
other
Terminators.
That, nope, that's the entire series. And
hold on. I'm going to Google that really quick.
You
should. I
don't think the internet, I think it doesn't work. So you should probably, it's late. It's late anyway.
Yeah.
So we should probably.
Okay. Well, I guess, I love you.
So
I trust you.
How many Terminator movies are there?
I guess there's two.
There's two of them. That's right. That's a fact. So.
Okay.
I just love you too much to let you think anything else.
All right. Well.
All right.
If anybody listened to this, then thank you for listening.
Okay.
Can you shut up while I do this outro? All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the first, what did I say our podcast is called?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's corn. It's Panducto corn pod. Panducto corn.
Corn pod.
Corn pod. Panducto corn pod.
It's not bad.
You. That's weird because I literally said it to you. I mean, a couple hours ago.
Sweetie, just because we just watched a movie about a machine doesn't mean that I'm a fucking machine. Okay, I don't remember what the hell you're talking about at any given time, and I'm stoned. You know that.
Okay. Anyway.
But I will fight for the future.
Okay, good night.
Thank you for listening to the first Panducto Corn Pod. If you like the podcast, feel free to subscribe. I truly don't care. We're just doing this for fun. So, yeah.